Good morning. Thank you once again for joining us this Monday morning around our daily devotional talk from Valley Baptist Church. Another week has passed into eternity, and time seems to go so fast. We spoke last week, began a little series on the words of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross as we come up to this Easter time. And last week we looked at that first saying that's recorded from the cross that we found in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." I want us to continue on in Luke chapter 23 and consider the second saying, the second words that he spoke from the cross here as we find them in Luke chapter 23. And I want us to read from verse 39, a few verses there. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And I've called this his words of consolation. Words of consolation from the cross. The crucifixion process has begun, and our Lord Jesus Christ is hung on the cross between two malefactors, two lawbreakers, who are also condemned to death. Now, we read in Matthew and Mark account of the crucifixion. We read there that these two men were thieves, and they were put to death as because they were thieves. And that was Luke doesn't mention that here, but Matthew and Mark, they mention that. And we find that in the accounts given in Mark and in Matthew, we find that both these men at the start, says railed on him. That was they shouted at him and they abused him verbally for a while. But there's a change comes over one of them, and that's what we want to look at this morning. You see, the word of God way back there in Isaiah 53 and verse 12 foretells this part of the crucifixion story, even so many hundreds of years before it took place. Because there, that lovely chapter, Isaiah 53, it ends with these words, that he was numbered with the transgressors. And there he is, hanging between the two thieves, numbered amongst the transgressors. Over the tops of the, over their heads on the cross, there would be nailed the summary of their misdeeds. Our Lord Jesus had on his the King of the Jews. That was what they. This is the King of the Jews. That's what was above his head. Both these two fellows would be thieves, and he was numbered with the thieves, with the transgressors. But you know, the Spirit of God starts to work in one of these men. Spirit of God begins to convict one of them. And I want to look at that one today. I want to look at him, the sinner, on the cross beside our Lord Jesus Christ. Both of them were deep-dyed sinners, bad men. But you know, the Spirit of God works in the heart of one. And that man begins to see his own misdeeds. You know, his words are telling. Because it says in verse 41 that he says to the other man, "We're just getting what we deserve." He says, "We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds." And you know, the first thing that I want you to look at was that the sinner now recognizes his sinfulness. He says, "We're getting what we deserve." But then, not only does he see his sinfulness, but he sees a Savior. The Spirit of God is working in the heart of this man. There's no two ways about that. There's no doubt about that. And indeed, unless the Spirit of God works in any man, he'll never come to the realization of his sin. The other man, his heart is hard as iron. And he sees himself as some great person, not worthy of death. But the Spirit of God softens the heart of this man. And looking back down his life, he comes to this conclusion: I'm a sinner and I'm getting what I deserve. And you know, you and me, we're no different from this fellow. Word of God in Romans chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23 says, "For there is no difference, for all have sinned." And that's what we need to come to. And that's the point each of us who are saved came to. We came to see our sin. That before a holy God, a righteous God who hates sin, even the very best of us, whether we were church going or whether we never darkened the door of a church, we've seen ourselves as God sees us, because the Spirit of God worked in our hearts to show us that we were sinners on our way to a lost eternity. But as I said, he doesn't only see his sin, but he sees his Savior. A realization has come into the heart of this man. Now, how it comes, where the seeds of it comes from, we don't know. Whether he had heard of our Lord Jesus Christ and the deeds that he had done, whether he had observed his trial or there in the judgment hall or what, we just don't know. But we know this, that the Spirit of God worked in his heart to show him a Savior. That's why he calls out. He says, "Lord, remember me." The Word of God tells us that we can't, that no man calls Christ Lord but by the Spirit. And the Spirit of God has shown this man his sin, but he's shown this man his Savior. And there hanging beside him on a cross is the one who can give him hope and eternity. Because he says, he knows he's going to die. He knows that his life's at an end. Once you are on the cross, there was no coming off it. You're dying there. But he had seen this, the King of the Jews, and maybe, you know, as a young boy, he'd been brought up in the Jewish traditions, and he had heard of the Messiah, the one who was coming to establish a kingdom. And maybe that comes back to him. You know, you see the words of a Sunday school teacher, and if you're a Sunday school teacher, take heart. The words of the gospel spoken to a child is never lost. Dear mother and father, living before the young ones in the home, maybe they're not saved yet. Maybe they're in teenage years and they're rebellious. Take heart. The Spirit of God can yet take the Word of God and bring forth fruit in the heart of that person that will lead them to repentance. Because he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He says to the other thief, this man has done nothing amiss. This man's sinless. This is the perfect man. And the Spirit of God has revealed to him that that's his Savior. And he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. But the words of the Savior are lovely words. He says, verily I say unto thee, of a truth, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He expresses this wonderful truth, that for the repentant sinner, there is salvation. That's what this old thief on the cross learned that day. That's what he has been glorifying God for throughout the years that have since passed and his eternity. Recognizing his sin, turning to his Savior, there was life eternal. And oh, what a words of consolation for a dying man to hear. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And brother and sister in Christ, isn't that the words that will carry us through Jordan's chilly waters? Whenever that time comes to go. Whenever he calls us to himself, we'll know that in that moment, we will be with him in heaven. Tell me, does that thought not bring consolation to your soul? But consolation to the soul of a dying thief brings consolation to my soul, because I know that in the hour of my death, he will not forget me. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he was praying to his Father in John chapter 17, prayed this: Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ has prayed for us that we might be where he is. And in that moment of our death, we'll hear those lovely words from the Saviour's lips. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Ah, dear, the old thief's heart was blessed. He was saved and he was consoled by the Saviour's word as he passed into eternity. And dear child of God, so shall you, and so shall I, when the moment of our passing comes. God bless you today. May you know his presence here as you seek to live for him in our Savior's name. Amen.